Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Multiple law enforcement agencies are facing a $27 billion class action lawsuit from survivors of the Uvalde, Texas elementary school mass shooting. The suit filed in federal court in Austin names the city of Uvalde, the school district, the district's police department, the Uvalde Police Department, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and members and former members of those agencies. Plaintiffs include parents, along with teachers and school staffers. The House passed legislation that will force railroad unions to accept the terms offered to help them by the Biden administration. Those in favor of the legislation say that Congress had to act in order to prevent a strike. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell indicated Wednesday the central bank may decide to raise interest rates at a smaller rate at its next policy meeting. Markets expected the Fed will lift the Fed funds rate by a half percentage point at its meeting in mid-December. The markets reacted positively, powering the Dow Jones Industrial Average more than 700 points higher. President Biden's student loan debt transfer program, with plans to transfer hundreds of billions of dollars owed by tens of millions of college borrowers, was given another loss Wednesday as the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denied his request to reinstate it. U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman called the student loan handouts unlawful. Biden has requested the Supreme Court intervene. After a brief illness, Christine McVie, who played with Fleetwood Mac and wrote some of their most famous songs, died Wednesday at a hospital surrounded by family. The British singer-songwriter was 79. Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Vice President Kamala Harris met with French President Emmanuel Macron during his three-day visit to the United States. The two met at the NASA headquarters in Washington, D.C. The French president's first order of business was to discuss international rules of space. A judge declared a mistrial in the 46-year-old Danny Masterson rape case Wednesday. After 5 weeks of testimony, the jury could not reach a decision on whether the actor was innocent or guilty. Danny was the curly-haired guy on That 70s Show. Prosecutors have until March of 2023 to announce a retrial, if they so choose. The mostly partisan January 6th committee has put another notch on their belt. Tony Maruso from the Gulf Coast explains.
Attorney General Merrick Garland held a press conference Wednesday on yesterday's conviction of several defendants, including Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, who were found guilty of seditious conspiracy for their role in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. This is the first seditious conspiracy charged by a jury in the country since 1995. Rhodes and fellow Oath Keepers associate Kelly Meggs both face up to 20 years in prison for this charge. Garland reiterating on Wednesday the government's case that ultimately led to these convictions.
During the trial, the government's evidence showed that almost immediately following the November 2020 election, Defendant Stuart Rhodes, the founder and leader of the Oath Keepers, began planning to oppose by force the peaceful transfer of power.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Bill Martinez.
Stop.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It is time for the one and only Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how you doing? Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Well, same to you. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Yeah, lots to be thankful for. I mean, all things considered, you know, it's one thing to be thankful when you're at the peak and everything is going really good. But when you're in that valley of shadow of death and you still can manage to be thankful, I think that's maybe when our gratitude and our thankfulness is more appreciated by God at that period of time, as opposed to when it's all going hunky dory, huh?
Yeah, I think that's one of the great challenges to a Christian is to read that scripture where it says to give thanks in all situations and to recognize that doesn't just mean when you're on top. It means when you're on the bottom, too. Because
yeah,
you may be
exactly
on the bottom on earth, but you know what? You still got the mansion. You still got everything going for you and your ultimate home in heaven. So, you know, keep your eyes on the prize if it's good.
Yeah, it reminds me that we should live with, like you said, the eye on the prize with the end in mind and knowing that all really is well, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, certainly we can always find stuff that's going wrong around us because we're in a fallen culture, living in a fallen world. But, I mean, one of the great things about knowing Christ as your Savior is you know that that isn't the end of the story for us. So, yeah, I mean, how can you not look forward to that?
Well, really, you know, you think about it, it's kind of like, you know, you've got a bet, so to speak. I can reduce it to human terms for a big Super Bowl game. Your team is losing, but you already know what the score is. And so you get to enjoy the game in peace and a little bit, you know, perspective. And you're kind of like in anticipation watching how the quarters are played out and how your team wins in the very end. You know the end from the beginning and you know how it's going to play out. It's just exciting to observe and see how the players on the field make that happen.
Yeah, you know, to me, again, everything, because I'm like the hammer that sees everything as a nail, everything for me goes back to worldview. And so if I can keep my head focused on the notion that I'm here to know God, to love Him, to serve Him with all my heart, mind, strength, and soul, and if I just do that and recognize that the results are above my pay grade, all I
yes,
have to
exactly.
do is my little piece, stay in my lane, do what God made me to do, and if all the other folks in the kingdom of God that are here on earth today do their part, it's going to work out spectacularly. And even if it doesn't, that's up to God to figure out how to reconcile. I just have to do my part.
Yeah, exactly. Loving God, loving His people, and moving forward in faith, knowing, again, the end from the beginning, knowing what the final chapter of Revelation is all about, and who comes to rule over all, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And that's been my focus recently, again, more consistently, because of where we are politically in this world today, George.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you were totally objective, you'd realize, man, we're living in a complete mess. We have created a shambles of this thing that used to be, I think, a lot stronger, a lot purer. It was never perfect, but creation who's going to make it all right,
right
for me. And so, yeah, I'll do the best I can today. Trust that he has control of everything, that there are reasons for why these things are going like this. And it may be to give me an opportunity to talk to people about the fact that, look at what a mess we've made. We really don't know what we're doing. Maybe we need more God. You know, and if we
yes.
do that way, we'll be better off. I'm good with that.
Yeah. Yeah, when you talk about your pay grade and that, I mean, look at, do we have anybody here on earth that is handling, you know, the trans situation, the confusion, women and men in, you know, in competing for the same scholarship in sports, open borders, you know, crime rate through the roof. I mean, it is endless. And you go, oh, yeah. And on top of that, let's throw in like a university in California. I think they offer in excess. I think it's now over 90 gender options. I mean, it's like, how do you talk about, how can you debate, you know, with somebody who has a worldview that accommodates over 90 gender, options?
You know, I look at that and I say, kudos to you. Now, that is creativity. You know, I couldn't sit here and come up with 90 if you put a gun to my head. So I don't know how to do it, but congratulations. See, most of them are false. I mean, you got two true ones in there. Let's play that game and figure out which two are real. But, you know, apart from that, I mean, the reality is, we just have to keep moving forward. See, and this is one of the things that troubles me about our culture today is that when you look at the scriptures, it talks about capturing God's vision for humanity and for the world and committing yourselves to that. And when we look at the American political scene, what we see are all kinds of people who have, you know, hundreds, maybe thousands of other big visions that they have for America, but they're not God's. And that's where we get astray. So we need our pastors, we need our fathers, we need our leaders, we need our professors, we need all the people of authority to just take a deep breath and say, oh, time out here. What is God's vision? Because that's the one that's going to put it all together and really give us a great sense of joy.
And we need all Christians, all people of faith, to know the word, to be intentional, to be responsible, because it's a symbiotic type of relationship between God and man, is it not?
Well, and that's the whole idea of discipleship, is that we build a community here so that we can have deeper community with him. And we have that relationship going back and forth. But, yeah, I mean, if I don't know what the scriptures have to say, I've got nothing to add to the conversation but my feelings. Who gives a rip?
Exactly.
I feel they're going to be different tomorrow. So, you know, I know we can't rely on them. So, yeah, I better get conversant with God's word. And even if I don't know things, at least go to people who I think probably do. And let's have that kind of a dialogue. I don't mind somebody smarter than me, deeper than me, more mature than me, you know, set me right, put me on the right path before God. That's what the church is. That's what we're supposed to do
exactly.
with each other. That's why we want to be a community. So, yeah, I'm good with that.
Yeah, I am as well. I mean, after all, when you consider, you know, sometimes I think when we talk about the church, George, people are so casual about it. And I go, you got to wait a minute. Hang on for just a second and consider the fact that, you know, it wasn't anybody here on earth that established the church. It was Jesus Christ, the Son of God himself. This is his institution. How bought and sold do you think Jesus Christ is for this institution, George?
I mean, I don't see you and I going down there nailing ourselves to a cross. So, put everybody's sins on me. I'll carry them. Are you kidding me?
Right.
That would completely break us as if we're not broken already. So, we got to keep in mind, we can be casual about this, take a more postmodern approach where nothing really matters, you know, just make ourselves feel good. Or we can have the egomaniacal approach of, wait a minute, I'm not doing that. It's not my idea. It's got to be my idea. My ideas are worthless. I mean, really what I need are God's ideas still in my mind and my heart.
Amen.
And coming out of my life.
Yeah.
If I do that, I can serve him.
Yeah, we were just talking about our ideas, and God hears our ideas, and The Bible says he laughs. We go to break while you're laughing and joining with God. We've got more from Dr. George Barna after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listen, you know, a new FDA ruling allows you now to be able to buy hearing aids over the counter with no prescription. You could save thousands of dollars. And if you want to know exactly how our hearing aids can help you hear better, we're offering 100 free hearing tests today. You can call right now and take our free over-the-phone hearing test. Then we'll tell you which hearing product you best qualify for and how you can save thousands of dollars with no prescription required. And all in the comfort of your home right over the telephone. You owe it to your family and friends to hear better today. Find out what you're missing. Call MD Hearing right now for your free hearing test and to save thousands of dollars on your new hearing aids. We make it easy for you to hear better. Here's our number.
800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He's Dr. George Barna, the professor at Arizona Christian University and the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George writes, Americans are at a turning point and must finally decide if they want government to rule their lives or if they will rule themselves. Right, George?
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those situations where right now people have been, a lot of people have been indifferent. A lot of people feel disconnected. Most of the others feel antagonistic toward people with different ideas. But the only way to fix any of that is for us to recognize recognize, you know, the beauty of the republic, the democratic republic that we have in the United States is that it's government of the people, by the people, for the people, which means we have to know, first of all, who we are. What's our identity? Our research is showing that Americans are as confused as they've ever been, maybe more so. And so we've got to clarify that identity. And, of course, the Bible gives us real clear instructions about who we are in Christ. So if we were to take that and recognize that the kind of leadership the Scriptures suggest or recommends or proposes to us is servant leadership, and then we look at what we have in Washington, D.C., and in our state capitals and in our city halls, for the most part, there are some great leaders in America, but for the most part, we don't have servant leaders. And in point of fact, most people understand that intuitively, because we know that huge majority of Americans say that all of our elected officials, or at least most of them, are corrupt and incompetent. Well, if that's the case, how's it going to change if we don't take ownership of the process? And so we've got to get to this place where we recognize we own the government. They work for us. It's a shared republic. But we hold them accountable for what they're doing and play this whole game very differently. But again, I would contend that it only works when it's based on understanding God's word and who we are in Him.
Without a doubt, I mean, and I believe this is why the elites and the D.C. Beltway is so fearful of the idea of we the people, because, you know, consider the cumulative intelligence of 330 million versus, what, 456, 500 elected officials in our government. I got to think 330 million people, that's smarter than a limited number of elected officials. And it scares them to think that we would come together united to really do what our founding fathers, and when I say our founding fathers, let's go back to the Pilgrims. I think they're overlooked as an entity. I mean, it's because of answered prayer, their prayers, their sacrifice, that God blessed us with this American idea. And, you know, the question is, well, how are you doing with that idea now?
Yeah, and, you know, I'd even go back to something you just said about, you know, the people not being smart enough. This really isn't whether or not they're smart enough. This isn't a matter of who's smarter. This is a matter of who's more moral. Because your nation doesn't necessarily work when you got the smartest people running it. We've had governments that were filled with people from the Ivy League schools, and they ran it aground. It's not about just total intelligence. It's about, do you know what truth is? Because that's what running a nation is all about. We're in the pursuit of truth, because it's the truth that sets us free, not the government. And so we need to understand that truth and then ingrain it in every dimension of government. And so whether you're a farmer or whether you're a PhD coming out of Harvard, it doesn't matter. What matters is, how's your heart with God? Do you understand that He is truth? He's given us truth, and our responsibility is to pursue and implement that truth. You can do that whether you're out working in the fields at 5 or you're up in the ivory tower at 9 a.m. That's the key thing, is where are you coming from? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, exactly. Like you, George, I hold to a biblical worldview. You and I have been joined at the hip on this issue from day one. And when I talk about the cumulative intelligence, let me clarify. I go to what the Word of God says. And this says, the fear of God is the beginning of all wisdom. You know, that's the intellect. That is the kind of thing that we need operating, is that which is consistent with the rule and reign of God and God's will to be done. But if you're not connected to God, you're not aware, so you can have all the degrees you want, but it doesn't match. It doesn't match up because you're not consistent. You're not compliant with the infrastructure that God has placed in motion. In fact, you're ignorant of it, and as a result of being ignorant, you're going to make mistakes, and you're going to do a lot of damage to yourself and other people as a result, are you not?
Yeah, and to me, that's one of the reasons why, even though Americans are confused about so many things right now, who they are, where we're going, you know, what our history is. The one of the things that they do know and that they do hold to is the fact that we've got a great political system. And it's the system itself that is not broken. 71% believe that that our democracy is fine, that our political system is fine. The problem is the people who are propelling it forward. We've got some bad actors in there who are trying to break the system and are doing everything they can to clog the system. And so the American people, in their own wisdom, understand, the system isn't the problem. We just need better people. Now, the problem comes here when it's about defining what is a better person. Is it somebody with more degrees, somebody with more government experience, or is it somebody who knows truth? And once we can clarify for the public, that's what we're looking for. Somebody who can be a servant leader in the mold that God describes in his scriptures because they understand truth and they're willing to be silent enough and quiet and still enough to wait for a sense of his vision, not our own vision, because our own vision is emotional. It's going to wind up being erroneous. What we need is God's everlasting vision to bring us forward. And when we have those kind of leaders, the people will get excited. The people will get engaged in ways that they are not engaged today. Because today what we have are people who are self-servants. They're not servants.
Well, and the other thing, too, that injures us, George, is the narrative that's out there, controlled by the mainstream media, that obviously is biased. They're going to be against, just like they were against Jesus when he was here. They were going to find ways to cancel. Jesus was probably one of the early ones to be canceled. This is where it requires discernment by we the people who understand, when God's word goes out, it finds its mate. And, when you have that moment of revelation and confirmation, my prayer is that would be realized in a deeper context, in a more powerful way that could offset, the cancel culture, the mainstream media, social media, and that's trying to tell us what we should believe. They're trying to tell us what we should believe, not us, as we talked about early on, being responsible, having self-rule and self-responsibility for, the knowledge that we have. And this is why I tell people all the time, you got to own your knowledge. Own it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I would add to that, this goes back to an axiom that I use all the time. I'm a measurement guy. I'm a researcher, a sociologist. So the phrase that I use is, you get what you measure. Well, when I look at our
system
of governments, what do we measure today? What do we talk about? We measure political dominance as if that's the end game. Well, when that's what you measure, that's what you get. So what are we looking at to determine dominance? Who holds the most seats? Who's amassed the most resources? Who can circumvent the system to get the most things done, regardless of what the law says? That's not how we should be playing the game. What we want to do here is measure the things that bring honor, pleasure, respect, dignity to God himself. Because when we have a government that does that, it's also going to respect the people, and it will enable us to do those very same things with God. So, to me, a lot of this, it always goes back to your worldview. And I think part of this, too, comes back to family. We talked earlier about how the number one value in American society today across all the demographic groups we look at is family. Why? Because God instituted that unit to be the measure of things, to be the center of things.
Dr. George Barna, what a great Thanksgiving message. Thank you for sharing it. The professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center, Dr. George Barna. Thank you, George. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Thanks. Same to you, Bill.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may
may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's student loan debt transfer program, with plans to transfer hundreds of billions of dollars owed by tens of millions of college borrowers, was given another loss Wednesday as the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals denied his request to reinstate it. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell indicated Wednesday the central bank may decide to raise interest rates at a smaller rate at its next policy meeting in mid-December. The markets reacted positively, powering the Dow Jones Industrial Average more than 700 points higher. The House passed legislation that will force railroad unions to accept the terms offered to help them by the Biden administration. After a brief illness, Christine McVie, who played with Fleetwood Mac and wrote some of their most famous songs, died Wednesday at a hospital surrounded by family. The British singer-songwriter was 79. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you need to check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Our next guest takes us from mafia to the ministry. His story baffles the mind, intrigues the hearts of all who hear it. His latest book, The Witness, a tale of the life and death of a mafia madman, is a compelling account of a hard and fast life of an up-and-coming star within the mafia ranks, the downward spiral created by his addiction to drugs, and his spiritual rebirth spurred by the heart-wrenching plea of his little girl. Anybody who has a daughter can know what that plea would sound like, and it gives you no choice. It's non-debatable. And fortunately, Robert had the ears to hear what his daughter was calling him to, and he answered the call. Robert Borelli joins us now. Robert, welcome back. Good to have you with us.
Well, once again, thank you, Bill, for allowing me to be on your show. I really appreciate everything that you're doing.
Well, yours is a great story, a story of redemption at a time in this season of gratitude and thankfulness, you know, as we're heading into the Advent season, getting ready for the arrival of the baby Jesus, the Redeemer of the world. I mean, this is a time to let's get everything all organized and prepared for something that is truly transformational, right?
Yes, amen to that. I think, you know, as they were saying, there was no room for the inn for the baby to be born in. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of us are closing our hearts and saying there's no room for Jesus in our hearts. So we need to open up that door for him to enter in.
Well, and here we are, Robert, as you say, you know, crime is at record levels. The economy, we're being pressed at every at every turn, things that our government are doing that are just so idiotic, that do not make sense whatsoever, that are imperiling its citizens all the more. A constitutional government that was based on Judeo-Christian principles is seen seemingly being ignored at the risk and the life of the American people. It's no wonder that people are at the end. They, you know, I've talked to some people, and they say, Bill, that saying about, you know, when things get tough and you feel like you're hanging from a rope, you tie a knot. They say, I got so many knots on the rope right now because of what's happening in my world. And I'm saying, OK, well, maybe, like you say, maybe you're at that point to where you're willing to hear the truth that will set you free. Right.
Amen to that. Yes, Bill, I totally agree with that.
Well, in this message of, like I said, this season, which is such a wonderful season when you think about it, and you know, and I don't care what faith or, you know, how you grew up, there's just something that transcends all the insanity for a moment here in this world. And it is because God in his grace and mercy, you know, decided to send his son to come and save us, right?
Amen. And I think that's something we have to make personal, you know, and I say that there because, you know, when I read John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. I mean, that sounded good. And I hope people can understand what I'm saying. And what I mean by what I'm saying is, it's kind of like, say, Bill, you hit the lottery and you let me know. And I would be very happy that you hit the lottery. But trust me, I'd be more excited if I hit the lottery.
Exactly.
So I have to say, and what I did when I was reading John 3:16, I would read, God so loved Robert that he gave his only son.
Right.
I had to really make it personal. It just impacted my life so much more when I knew it was me that he had on his mind when he went to the cross.
Yeah, no, and the thing is, you talk about hitting the lotto. The lotto is limited. You know, you get the lotto, I don't. But when it comes to God, when it comes to Jesus, you know, there's no limit. It's not just because, you know, God so loved Robert that there's no room for Bill or George or Tom or Sally or Jane. No, right?
Yes. Oh no. Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
That's what's so cool. Yeah. Exactly.
I want them to put their name in. I want them to make it a personal thing that God's done for them. What He's done for me, He's done for all of us. It's a gift. We're talking about Christmas, right?
Yes.
Christmas, we could give out gifts, but you know what? We don't have to accept the Christmas gift from somebody that we don't want to accept it from.
Exactly.
So we need to receive the gift of salvation that Christ and the grace and the mercy of God that he has placed in our lives. All he's saying, just receive what I've done for you.
Exactly. It's the gift that you won't want to exchange or re-gift. Maybe you want to re-gift it to somebody else, you know, pass the blessing on from that sense. But, you know, all the gifts that you get at Christmas, I mean, how many you get and you go, it's not exactly the right size. I got to go back. I got to get in line, get it all over. But God's gift is just like you said, God so loved Robert that gift that he gives Robert fits you perfectly. Right?
Yes.
It's custom made. I mean, this is the awesomeness of God. He brings you the gift that fits so perfectly for your time, for your moment, and for your destiny.
And I put it this way, and I use different words sometimes, but for this season, we would say that God gave me the gift that I couldn't refuse.
Right. Exactly. Robert, let's rewind here a little bit. Help the people understand. I mean, you're a young man, you know, you're there in New York. And how did you get involved with the mafia?
Well, the best way I could explain it in my own mind, and hope people who are listening will understand. I had three types of people that I could have identified when I was young. And of course, the first would be my mom and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Because I live with them, right? They were my mom and dad. And, you know, they worked. They were legitimate people. They struggled to make ends meet. A lot of the arguments, were usually about financial, you know, they didn't have enough for the kids, they didn't have enough to pay the rent, stuff like that. So it was a struggle for my mom and dad to raise five children. At an early age, that's not something I wanted to be. I didn't want to be like my dad and have those type of struggles.
Right.
And then back in those days, as I was growing up, now these guys were a little bit older than me, but I, you know, I hung around them. And they were going to the Vietnam War, and when they came back, they would succumb to either drugs or alcohol, and, wow, and their life was kind of like upside down. So I didn't want to be like those
guys.
Yeah,
plus on top of that, they come back from Vietnam and they're unwelcomed. You know, they're called all kinds of names. They go to Vietnam to be involved in a war that they didn't start, they didn't want to be involved in. And this is the thanks that the people, you know, the American people gave them for going and thinking, you know, I mean, you know, in some sense we could relate to it because there's some Russians right now that are being drawn into a war in Ukraine that they didn't want and want anything to do with it. Well, you know, we had a similar situation happen with Vietnam, didn't we?
Yes. And the thing is, they weren't getting any help.
Right.
So they were out in the streets just struggling in their addictions. And that, so I didn't want to be like the guys that were a little bit older than me. I didn't want us to come to that. But we had these guys in the neighborhood who kind of ran the neighborhood. I didn't know all of the details at the time, but they got all the respect from everybody in the neighborhood. And they had nice cars. They had all the things that I would have wanted for myself, me growing up.
Exactly. These are the wise guys. These are the wise guys, right?
Yes, those are the wise guys, yes. Right. And I gravitated to hang out with them as a young kid, and they would send me on errands, and you know, and I would hang out in the club, and there'd be, like, pool shooting and a card game, and they'd let me give out sandwiches or drinks because they didn't want nobody to get up from the card game. They want the card game to keep going.
Right.
So I would serve them and get tips, you know, kind of like what you've seen in maybe Bronx Tiller, even the show Goodfellas.
Yes.
You know, when Harvey Hill was portraying as a young kid. And that's just what I did. So I gravitated towards that. And the more they gave me, the more that I did. And I felt very welcomed by them. I felt very secure by them, you know. So I gravitated to that at an early age, and that's just what I follow. So when then you have to understand, in them days too, not mafia so much, but gangster movies was big. Edward G. Robinson, you know,
right.
Humphrey Bogart, you know, all those guys. So that was were big things, and I watched those shows. I was rooting for the bad
exactly.
guys.
Robert, we got to go to quick break. We're going to hit a pause. We'll come back, pick it up from there. More from Robert Borelli after this. Stay with us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Robert Borelli, the mafia madman, that's what he was before he became renewed and redeemed. And what a story. And right now we're recalling, Robert is recalling and sharing with us his early involvement with the mafia and how it started. And, you know, he started by serving them. What, you were like, what, about 14 at this time?
Probably about 14, yeah. About 14 years old, yeah.
Right, and you're there, you're working, you know, you're serving the Gambino family. I mean, did you realize how notorious the Gambino family was, or was that, like you were saying, you were so charmed because of, you know, the big screen, you know, really kind of glorifying, you know, the whole mafia culture that you thought, well, you know, it's like, you know, that's cool. I mean, you're working with a very powerful and elite mafia family, the Gambino family.
At that time, as a young age, I didn't understand it in its full context. I didn't. I just understood that they got a lot of respect. And because I hung out with them and I was welcomed by them, I got a little respect. So some guys would, you know, sometimes give me a quarter or something like that. So, but I have to be honest with you. You know, young kids, they always, you know, you grow up, I want to be a fireman, I want to be a policeman, I want to be the mayor. I wanted to be a gangster. I can't deny that. That truth is, I wanted to be like the people I was hanging out with.
Right. And there you are now, fast forward 6 years, you're 20, you got two murder raps, and endless arrests under your belt, you know, drugs, sex, drugs, rock and roll. I mean, you name it. You're a mafia madman. I mean, you're a gangsta. You are a real gangsta.
Well, you know, this is how I describe myself, is what made people fear me was they understood that I didn't have any value for my own life. In other words, people would call me up in the middle of the night, 3 or 4 in the morning. I'd run out to help them to do whatever I needed. I put my life on the line a lot of times for them. So I didn't value my own life. Therefore, they had to understand that I wasn't going to value their life if they crossed me.
Right.
And I think that's what made me more feared than anything else, is the fact that I didn't value life at all, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. And so now, as a result, then God gives you a time out. You're in jail. You're not seeing that God's doing this, but this is your circumstances. I mean, there are circumstances for breaking God's law. And so in 97, you're 44 years old. You're in jail, and you're looking at serving, well, another 10 to 20 years just for fun, right?
Yes.
So How does your daughter come into the situation? Because you're right there. You're pretty much at rock bottom. I mean, you've got a daughter and a family, and you're going, how in the heck am I going to take care of them from jail?
Well, it was even worse before that, Bill. In 1993, my daughter was born, and I was in a rehab trying to clean up my drug addiction. You know, I got involved with the drug business, and the drug business got involved with my business. Before you know it, I lost everything, my respect in the streets. Mm-hmm. I lost my money. I lost everything that I ever had. And I was in a drug rehab when my daughter was going to be born. They let me out, and I cried like a baby when my daughter was born, because I really mm-hmm. thought that this would kind of change a little bit of my attitude in life. I would have somebody to take care of, responsibility, somebody to love more than I loved myself, and it didn't work out that way. 3 weeks after she came home, 7 weeks after she came home, I had an argument with her mother, walked out, got high one more time, and after that time, never seen my daughter. And her mom thought it was best that I was into my daughter's life.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got incarcerated in January 23rd, 1997, about a couple of weeks after that, my daughter's mom was coming up to visit me, and she was going to allow me bring my daughter with her, but she said, you could call. So I was calling and speaking to my daughter. And at the same token, I'm trying to get commissary money. I'm trying to get money for a good attorney to mm-hmm. get me out of the mess that I got in. So it was just a pile of a lot of things. And the one time that I called up my daughter, she said, she was crying, and I said, Brianna, why are you crying? She said, of course you won't come and see me. Mm-hmm. And the reality, now, if I could have got high at that point in time or a drink or something, I would have
right.
did that.
Right.
But now
exactly.
I had to deal with all this reality of the pain that I caused, not just my little girl, but everything, what my life was what I did. And it was just, the pain was so great that when she said that, there were so many times when I was in the neighborhood, whether her mom would have let me see her or not, that's not even the issue. The issue is I didn't even want to attempt to go see my own daughter, and I was down the block from her. I'd rather get high than visit my own little girl. And that reality set at that point in time when she said that, and I just started crying. I didn't want the inmates to see me crying. I slammed the phone down. I ran back to my cell. Now, I knew about God, but I didn't know God, so there's a mm-hmm. big difference, and we could talk about that at another time. But I ran to my cell, got on my hands and knees, and I cried, and I said, God, if you're real, either have somebody kill me or change me. I can't live this. I don't want to live like this anymore. I just don't want to live with this pain anymore.
Right.
And I think God honored the latter of that cry out to him and the sincerity of my heart, that it was completely shattered and broken, and only he could have put it together, and he started doing his work at that point in time in my life.
Yeah. So the next step for you, I mean, you hit absolutely rock bottom. God so loved Robert that not only he sent his son, but he sent you a daughter.
Amen.
That broke that stony heart of yours and
yes.
put you on your face before God and say, and doing the very thing that we don't do. God says we don't have because we don't ask. And you asked, God help me. And God answered your prayer.
He did. He answered this. It's not so much the words, but the sincerity of the heart.
Right.
The sincerity of my heart. And at that point in time, I just kept on crying. Mm. I mean, tears pouring down my eyes. God, please help me. God, please help me. God, please help me. I can't live like this. I can't live like this. And from that point on, I started reading the word, and the spirit was just working and moving in me. I didn't know too much about the born again experience,
right.
but I could relate to it today. Yeah. And you know, even going back, you know, I look back at my life, and so many times I'm supposed to be dead, or overdoses, or people waiting at by my house to kill me, and I just didn't show up that night. I can see God's hand on my life, even when I didn't know it was His hand that was on my life all those times.
Exactly. Mm. So here you begin to pursue the Word of God. And God is transforming you. So what happens for you to get out of jail? Is the hand of God upon you at that point to where you're able to be set free?
Well, it's numerous things, and it was a couple of things that happened. First, the guys, I had a case also in Florida, not just in New York, and the federal wanted me for that, and I was supposed to go to Florida after my case in New York, and then we put the, it was a conspiracy, a RICO act for me and the guys that I used to hang out with back in 1995 when I was hanging out in Florida with them.
Right.
Anyway, so things started transferring to when I'm not getting any help, and I know, okay, I'm a crackhead, I'm not worthy of anything, but I was on a case with them. I thought that they should have looked out for me a little bit by maybe getting me an attorney, and I was going to court and just sitting in bullpens for probably 20 hours a day, and
oh, wow.
It was just too much for me, yeah, because I didn't have an attorney to bring me in front of the judge, so all that there, no common ceremony, no nothing. I felt that they gave up on me, and the government was looking for me to cooperate with them. So I say it this way. The government gave me an offer I didn't refuse, and then Jesus gave me an offer I couldn't refuse.
Exactly. Wow.
So that's what happened. I cooperated with the government. I was placed in a Wittstedt prison in San Antonio. Sandstone, Minnesota. And when I got released from there. So, you know, I did a Bible study called Set Free Prison Ministry while I was incarcerated. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, this doesn't make sense. Set Free Prison Ministry.
Right.
I set free. And then after reading and studying, I seen what it really meant, that, yes, I was set free even though I was in a physical prison.
Exactly. It's amazing, huh? That's such a dichotomy that though you were in chains like the Apostle Paul, he was freer than he had ever been. And you got a taste of that yourself, didn't you?
Yes, I did. And, okay. And let me tell you, so as sick as this may sound to everybody, there's a part of that prison time that I really miss because my time with Jesus was so precious at that point in time. In other words, I didn't have to worry about finances, where I was going to eat, roof over my head. I didn't have any distractions. It was just me and him meeting on a daily basis every day. And it was, oh, man, it's awesome, awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you have been fully redeemed. I mean, your story is like God has blessed you with twice as much as what you had before. You've remarried, right?
Yes, I was never married.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just had a child out of wedlock with a girlfriend. But, yes, I did remarry. I have a beautiful wife who loves the Lord. We fell in love over the phone. I dated her 5 months over the phone.
Oh, wow.
Before she could even know where I was because she couldn't. I was in the witness protection program. She couldn't know nothing about me, so I had to do a calling card and stuff. So we dated for 5 months, and then one time I invited her to come and meet with me, and she stayed with my family minister. I was in San Antonio, Texas at that point in time, and before she left, I proposed, and the crazy woman said yes.
Robert, how can people be in touch with your ministry?
Well, there's a website called robertborelli.com. You can go there. And if anybody's interested in purchasing a book, they could make any donation on that website. Email, you could email me. There's just so many ways you could contact me through that. And just to let people know, I am going to be starting probably in the beginning of this new year coming another book, and it's going to be of the redemption story. We're thinking about maybe naming it The Transformed Gangster, but we'll see.
Wow.
We'll see.
Well,
we're not sure about that.
Look forward to it. You know you'll be back for then. His book, The Witness, it is a tale of the life and death of a mafia madman who rose and was transformed and redeemed by a holy and awesome God. Robert, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. God bless.
Oh, God bless you too, Bill. Thank you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of external...